This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Vladivostok Thursday. The leaders reportedly discussed denuclearization, with Mr. Putin offering to support efforts to normalize North Korean-U.S. relations. Dmitry Trenin, director of the Carnegie Moscow Center, says Mr. Putin is using the summit to raise his influence on the Korean Peninsula.
Russia wants to essentially send a message, not just to Washington and to a degree to Beijing, but also to Seoul, that it is an important player and Russia should be factored in when Korean issues are discussed.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is officially running for president. He made the announcement in a video message this morning. AP Sagar Meghani reports the 76-year-old Joe Biden is making his third run for the White House.
Two bids already failed, and after 8 years as vice president, Biden will try again, banking on a career spent here in Washington as making him the Democrat who can beat Donald Trump next year. But where Biden fits in with today's Democratic Party remains unclear. His age and more moderate record may work against him.
Biden joins a crowded field of hopefuls seeking the Democratic Party nomination. Tropical Cyclone Kenneth, a powerful storm brewing in the Indian Ocean, is expected to strengthen as it heads towards the East African coast near the border between Mozambique and Tanzania. The storm comes as Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe struggle to recover from last month's devastating cyclone Idai. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to proactively take his case to the Supreme Court if the House of Representatives considers impeaching him. Since the redacted reports released by Special Counsel Mueller, Democrats who control the House have been debating whether to commence impeachment proceedings against the president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging caution, although some members of her party worry Democrats will pay a political cost with liberal voters if they do not begin impeachment. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report concluded that Russia engaged in sweeping and systemic interference in the 2016 U.S. election to help Donald Trump become president. But a new account says the issue is still too sensitive to discuss in front of Trump, as it relates to what Moscow might do when he runs for re-election in 2020. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Former Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen took it on herself to formulate cyber and election security strategy after being advised to avoid the topic in meetings with President Donald Trump. That's according to two people familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity. The guidance came from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, who wanted to keep White House meetings concentrated on the president's top political agenda, border security. But Nielsen convened classified meetings on cyber and election security with agency heads, and there were cross-government strategy sessions with FBI, Justice Department, and intelligence officials. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United Nations says more Afghan civilians were killed by U.S. and Afghan government forces than by the Taliban and other insurgents. In a report, the U.N. says in the first 3 months of 2019, pro-government forces caused 305 deaths and 303 injuries among civilians, while insurgent groups killed 227 civilians and injured 736. Women and children made up half of the civilian casualties from all aerial operations. Well, it could be the biggest movie of the year. Avengers Endgame opens today in the U.S. AP's entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel reports the buzz for Avengers Endgame is already deafening.
The world has changed.
One movie industry analyst says it will be a seismic box office event, like the 100-year flood of movies. Avengers Endgame is expected to smash the current opening weekend record, one held by the last Avengers movie, Infinity War. It took in $258 million domestically and $640.5 billion worldwide. One reason Endgame will be opening in every major market except Russia. Infinity War wasn't shown in China until 2 weeks after its North American debut.
And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.